Nah, we bring nothing. I mean, obviously, if we're I'm not asking, bring, if I'm we're not bringing vagina,
we have nothing.
We're not bringing intelligence. We're not bringing passion. We're not bringing any.
I mean, it's fine, but like,
it has to be all about the booty.
No, it ain't all about the booty. But if I can find somebody who's intelligent, smart, has all those same qualities you have, and give me booty, why not go with that?
Well, then you can wait for it.
You know, but I'm just saying. I'm not saying that you can't be have these things to the table. Right. What's going to make me want to stay with you?
Well, all of the above.
Mm-hmm. And what?
All of the above. And then eventually, she wants you, and then you guys get married, then that's something you could build up in an intimate relationship. Right now, I mean, you have to think about it. A lot of men and women today are just, you know, doing everything they want to do, however they want to do it. And it's not what, like, you know, Samantha says, like our creator created us to do. Now, we all have faults and we all have our shortcomings. But the thing is, if a woman wants to wait or a man wants to wait, it's that between that relationship and that we should honor that. So me, I grew up in a Christian home, and I waited until I got married to have intercourse with my husband.
Right. I waited till I got to college.
That's beautiful.
You know, so, I mean, it's just it's how you build.
That's beautiful. I mean, so, I think it's great. You're a virgin. You wait. I think that's beautiful. After that, it's like, come on.
Okay, but the thing is that after that, you're a grown woman. Okay, well, now we got divorced. So the thing is that you have to honor that relationship's commitment. You know,
so how did waiting help that marriage?
Waiting?
Like, people wait. People say they're waiting because it's going to better the relationship. So, your case...
I didn't say it was going to better the relationship. Okay. I just said that...
You just waited for God.
Yeah, because I wanted to make sure, you know, that
he was the one.
That he was the one. And okay. I didn't want to just give it to anybody. But
he wasn't the one.
Right.
Well, that was his choice to lead the relationship.
It was his choice. You
know, that was his choice.
Okay, but still, regardless of who choice it is, he wasn't the one. So, you waited for the one.
Yeah.
And he wasn't the one.
I wanted to honor that.
But
and what's
essence,
so bad about
but
that?
No, in essence, you bad. Did. Play, what played, I'm saying is the logic. Game. You're saying that you wanted to wait for the one, right? Mm-hmm. You got married. So you had the intention of marrying. He's the one you're going to be for life. Exactly,
part,
exactly.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out that
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
So was it... So how can you... You wanted to wait for the one, but at the end of the day, sex didn't make it better if you
it didn't make it worse
growth,
it didn't
make
it better.
So there was the point of it. There was the point of waiting.
But
so,
that's part of marriage, and that's part of something that you create together. Okay. And the thing is, if you are a couple,
right,
and you are going to be in a relationship, I think it's best thing to bring it all to the table at the beginning. We're grown adults now.
But you didn't bring nothing to the table in the beginning. You actually held something back in the beginning of your relationship.
Yeah, I held that off.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you ain't gonna get no dessert until
why?
Exactly.
But it did. But
you left it in
the kitchen. So what was
the kitchen.
My thing
because
is
it was something that I believe that it should be
for,
sacred.
For what though? See, this is the thing.
For
like
marriage.
Like
that was created for marriage.
Okay, but at the end of the day, it's you.
This not is, everybody
you,
this has
the
this
way that if we want to go biblical,
but more,
right? You
more
get married, you're supposed to be with that person for the rest of your life, right?
Right?
You hold that because that is a special gift for your husband, the
yes.
man you're going to be with for the rest of your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great. But at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
that didn't work out. Most times it doesn't. So,
mm-hmm.
logically, what is the point of even bringing sex into the equation of saying we're going to have a good relationship if sex is not a factor in a positive relationship or a lifelong relationship? Because you could wait and still get divorced. You could have sex with him, still get a divorce. So why everybody focusing on sex? Shouldn't you be focused on other things? Maybe if not just you, but anybody
mm-hmm.
else should have focused on other things that would have made that relationship
exactly.
last longer. But
mm-hmm.
the thing is, you're focusing on the wrong thing. If I save my body and I wait for it to get married, then my relationship will be better.
I
but what happened to knowing him better?
That,
because,
nobody said that. Nobody said my relationship will be better.
But the thing is, too,
like
most
this.
Relationships that break up is because of something that was already there.
This
most
is,
of the
this
time,
this
when, people get, most of the time when people get a divorce, it was something that was already there, but you avoided it because, hey, I love him. So at the
or
end of the day,
or the sex is just that great that you sit here and overlook.
Okay, regardless,
which I'm saying, sex complicates a relationship.
I guarantee 95% of the time, a divorce happened not because of something that came out of nowhere.
It's because of
something that was there before that just. You didn't pay attention
well,
to.
Of course,
so,
in this day and
so
age,
you,
most of the time is money issues.
Money
okay,
issues
well,
consistent.
If you marry,
money
if you,
issues.
If you
has
marry
nothing
a husband,
with
he's
sex?
Cheap. He married. He doesn't want to work hard
not
or whatever.
People
nothing
change.
Really pops up
people
from,
grow. People
nothing
change.
Nothing pops up from nowhere.
Work ethic.
The thing
so,
is, the
work ethic is work ethic. If you got it, you got
exactly.
It.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not true.
So if your man's playing PlayStation all the time, he's saying, I want to be a rapper. You're like, you know what? I love him. I'm going to marry him because he's going to be this big rapper, but he's still on the couch playing PlayStation. And is that going to change?
Well, I mean, like, that's a horrible example because that's just, like, culturally. Yeah. Come on now, like, a rapper. Like, give me something else. That's I mean, a horrible example. And he plays video games, then obviously you wouldn't expect to marry that person and expect them to be a big rapper. They're sitting there playing video games. Like,
well, he has a dream. It could be he could be down. Like,
yeah,
if I want
but
to be
people
a,
that
a,
are pursuing their dreams are actually out pursuing their dreams. They're not sitting on the couch playing video games.
So you got the person who likes to be complacent. You know, he's okay with being exactly where he is.
Right.
And then you meet him at that moment that he's okay. You're okay with that. Now, you're trying to transcend, but he doesn't want to transcend because he's comfortable in his own skin.
Mm-hmm. Now, but if he's been complacent, I think it would be the other way around. I think it'd be more of a person who's actually outgoing and actually pursuing things, and then they become complacent as time goes on with the relationship. I don't see that happening the other way around. Sitting on a couch playing video games don't all of a sudden become a famous rapper and have this drive all of a sudden.
If you want to maintain a relationship, you have to nurture it. You have to. It's like a flower and anything else that's living. If you do not give it the time that it needs, it will wither and die.
Okay, if you don't give it your all by excluding certain parts of it, you didn't word it right. Because at the end of the day, the results were still divorce.
Okay, exactly. So would you exclusively date this someone that's the virgin or practicing abstinence?
Back to the original question.
That's the original.
The original
question. So we have Nelda Ladix in the building with us.
Yes.
And that's her take on this question. Obviously, you know, she's very passionate about it because they call it a born-again virgin, which, you know, they say is no such thing. But she's abstinent, I'm assuming, until you find the right one, right?
I would choose to want the man to come into my life and to want to wait.
And
I would love to do that.
Wait for how long?
Until we get married.
Okay. So Let's talk about.
Hello.
Well, let's switch.
It didn't work the first time, crazy. So why are you trying to do it again?
Let's switch gears. Let's switch gears.
Doing the same, he's doing the same thing over and over. If you did it the first time, it didn't work out the first time.
But sex wasn't necessarily, that might not have been the thing that sat here and caused the divorce. So you could sit here and look for a different type of partner and look for different things in a partner and
still
refrain from sex.
No, it's not the same.
But that's just one thing.
It's not one thing. That's just one thing out of the aspect of the whole entire picture. It's like you want a piece of the pie, but you forget the rest of the ingredients that created that pie.
So
there's nutmeg, there's apples, there's syrup, absolutely, there's this, there's the dough. All of this is going to create a wonderful pie, and you just want one piece of the pie.
Well, no, but you're trying to make this wonderful pie, but you're taking away a crucial ingredient.
And it's just part of it.
You're not putting in the
ingredient will go in
there. So you're cooking a pie without the sugar.
No, the sugar's going to come.
How can you make the pie good if you don't put the sugar before when you cooking it?
Listen,
you're trying to cook that pie, right?
But the sugar comes with complications. It comes with diseases. It comes with all these different complications. And most men right here would sit here and say that they don't want a woman that's been with. If I can sit here and I can't count the men I've been with.
I mean, obviously,
I could not count the men that I've been with on my fingers and my toes. Some of y'all would sit here and y'all would be like, I ain't gonna date her. Or, I mean, it also comes with other complications. Like, let's not pretend that a virgin or someone that hasn't had as many sexual partners, sometimes their sex is, like, for a woman's anatomy, it'll be a lot tighter. It'll be different than a woman who's had 4 or 5 kids and has had, like, 20 partners.
That is so physically not true.
That's not true.
That is absolutely not true.
It is.
That is not true.
If a woman has sex with the same man over and over, it's very different than when a woman has had like 20 different partners.
That's not true.
It is very true.
That's not true.
Oh, It is scientifically proven. A woman has sat here, a woman can still.
It's a muscle.
So
it loosens with a bunch of different partners though.
But it doesn't loosen tight because of sex. Pregnancy, childbirth, but not sex.
Different partners.
If I sit here and sleep with Mandingo tomorrow,
and then the next person I sleep with has a small penis, it is not going to feel the same. It'll be different.
Not the next day.
I'm talking about if I consistently sleep with Mandingo.
But after a while, when you sleep with that small guy, your vagina will adjust back to that gentleman.
Not always. That is not true.
That is
not true. It does not adjust to the same size. My vagina is not the same size since before I gave birth. It's not the same damn size.
I'm not saying what I'm saying.
Alrighty. So, with that being said, Nelda.
Yes.
The Deeks.
Somebody's loose here.
So, we are going to.
She admitted it. She did.
I never said I was loose.
She said it.
So, we're actually going to switch gears a little bit.
Yes.
And
I don't need any blush.
And we're gonna talk about Meet de la Familia, which debuted last week at the LOL Challenge award show in Sanford, Florida. And I must say that movie was very funny. It reminded me of a Puerto Rican and black family meeting for the first time and. Got that culture, cussing them out. Get this. No, wait a minute now. You don't seen the Clumps before. It reminded me of the Clumps.
Yep, and it's like a George Lopez meets the Browns meets Madea family.
Oh, man, that was very funny. So tell us a little bit about that.
Meet the Familia was created based on my experiences with my family, of course. I played my mother, actually. So she actually trained me. Goes, oh, you're going to make fun of me for the rest of my life? And that's why I've never learned English. I goes, Mommy, I love you. And I would be sitting at there. And I was actually writing this when I was sick, and I had a fever. And he goes, oh, you had a great idea. Just submit the script. And I'm like trying to write it, and it's based off my family and actually the people that I come to know and love, and even extensions of other people's families, and brought it all together because we have a realistic life out here. We have a lot of multicultural families out here nowadays and couples, and I really wanted to bring that, and I wanted to make sure that Meet the Familia would be somewhere to create the dynamics of a dysfunctional loving family. No matter how bad a family can be or how loud they can, crazy and spicy they can be, they all come back together to love each other and stick together as a family. And that's what I wanted to create that.
So originally, this was supposed to be a short feature film. You're now thinking about turning it into an actual TV series.
Actually, I have been, before it even was produced, and before filming, people were already connecting to me and say, hey, we heard about your script and we heard about your movie. I see your poster. And I'm like, what, can we talk? And Telemundo actually called me on Easter Sunday. Telemundo. People were talking about my script. And he goes, Liz, this is a great thing, idea. And Telemundo's, it's affiliated with NBC.
Yes.
And so they goes, do you have a trailer? I goes, I haven't even produced the film. And so people were already talking about it.
Wow.
And so thank God. And so now we have offers that are people calling us and to see if we could become a miniseries. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't expect all that. And in one shot, it's just like, boom. And I had another. So people are calling us and they wanted to see 12 more episodes. And so I was like, now I have to sit down and start writing some more.
Wow. And you have any openings?
Congrats.
I can be like, the cousin of.
I'm have so many creative ideas, and so
of
course,
come on.
So we want to get the couple married. They're just a single couple. I mean, they're couples learning to love each other and find the heart of the family, and so there's a dynamic in there, and so they're trying to learn to build that love between each other, but then they have to meet this crazy, loud, spicy families, and then mothers are blurting out people's past and so forth, and so it gets to really those dynamics, and so we have that in the families, and sometimes mother-in-laws cannot be as great.
Oh, loud, yeah. So
and some can be wonderful, and so this is Meet the Familia. So we would love to do this, and we have a great opportunity to make it bigger, and we have some creative writers on the team.
Okay, well we're gonna pause. We're gonna come back to you, but we got to get to this chocolate letter.
Okay, and,
you've already read a little bit of it, so we're gonna take a quick break, and when we get back, man, we're gonna have our very own Anthony A.D. Davis give us our chocolate letter for the evening. So go ahead and get your glass of wine, your cognac, whatever's going to make you feel right. Keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go. My goodness.
Cut the tension with a knife. What you talking about?
I like that.
Just kidding.
Have mercy. We're going to be back.
You're okay.
Oh, and we are back. Just like that.
Just like that.
Everything. I'm waiting for the, you know, like, all right.
Action.
In the background, and action, and now we back live. Hey, that's how we do. There. Boom. There you go. My action. Hey, what's happening? We back, y'all. We back. Wow. Virgin. Abstinence before marriage, and would you exclusively? Gotta be rule set. So we're gonna dive into this Chocolata. Mindful, I think Luce Cannon, you know, he's out on a cruise ship, you know, telling jokes and filling in tonight until he gets back. Is my two favorite couples from Sipping and Conversation, Buddha and Babe in the building. What's happening, y'all?
What it is, what it be like, and what it do.
You
want to
say something?
Oh, hey, everybody. What's up?
And now, our Chocolata for the night, you know, it's a before I do it, should I do it type of letter. So, AD, go ahead and just start talking about the letter and see what we got for the day.
Cool. I got you. All right. So, tonight's letter, my brothers and sisters, comes from a 46-year-old male out of Rockville, Maryland. He writes, "Hey, TJ and crew, I really need some sound advice. I listened to the advice that y'all gave the woman who wrote about not having sex with her husband over a year. Now, that advice that y'all gave was really honest, and I'm hoping y'all can do the same for me without judging me as well. So, my wife and I have been married for 3 years. We have 2 kids, ages of 4 and 6. Unlike the other woman in your previous letter, my wife and I haven't been intimate in about 5 months now. My wife is a 32-year-old woman with no health issues. She has become complacent and comfortable ever since that we've gotten married. Before we were married, man, we were making love at least 3 times a day. She would even come to my job to give me some. Now, all we do is lay up in the bed every night looking up at the ceiling. I try to hold and caress her, only to find out the fact that she doesn't want to be held, and all she says is, it is too hot for all that. Most of our arguments have been because of the fact that she has not been giving me the booty. I've tried to sit down and talk to her about some things, even suggested about going to counseling, but all she would say is, look, ain't nothing wrong with us. She gets what she wants, you know, because I provide those things. I just bought her a brand new Benz. Not to mention, she's a stay-at-home mom. Now, I really want my family to stay together. I don't want no broken homes due to the fact that there are too many people out there that do things from an infidelity standpoint and adultery. At the end of the day, I'm not happy about any of these things, and I want my happiness. Don't get me wrong. It's not about me. It's not about not having sex with my wife isn't an issue. It's more about me feeling as if she doesn't show me love and affection anymore the way that she once did before we got married. My question is, does it give me the right to cheat on her as long as she doesn't find out? And as long as I'm not in an ongoing relationship, technically it would be her fault if I did cheat. Too many women get the man, then change after the marriage thinking he wouldn't leave. TJ and the crew, please, I need some real sound advice. What should I do?
Go cheat.
Well,
it's done. Next one.
Wait. Is that what you do? Cassie, never mind. I'm not even going to ask what he does with his wife.
My wife,
give me the booty.
We're going to go to our special guest tonight. You're the, you know, born again version at the table. What advice do you have for how old is he again? Like
46. He's 46. His wife is 32. They have two kids.
She's practicing abstinence.
So okay. Is she practicing abstinence?
No, she's not.
She does withholding the goods.
Right now, probably there's something that they need to be discussing, and
he tried. He said we try to go to Kenton.
She said she ain't trying to do all that.
She's not trying to do all that.
What should he do?
Well, the thing is, the man has been created to be the head of the household, the priesthood of his family. And the man is supposed to listen. God, listen.
Listen.
You are like the worst instigator ever.
I'm sorry.
This is my belief, and the thing is that he's the man, and he's to go out and to cheat on her because she is withholding sex or not having sex with him is the wrong thing to do. Plain and simple. He shouldn't do that.
But why is she holding back?
He needs to find that out.
This isn't her letter.
He tried to.
This is not
her. He's the man.
He's the man, and he has to find that out.
But if she's not willing to discuss it or talk about it, they don't need it.
I think most women that after all these children and all this time that they've been together, apparently he's a little bit older than her, you know.
I got my points. I wrote my points down for this.
She's a stay-at-home mom. And I believe that a woman that has a husband, she should be pleasing her husband. It's not just her body anymore. Mm-hmm. It's his. You know what I'm saying?
Rich.
Yes. I believe that strongly. And his body belongs to her.
Well, maybe she's okay with that way because she looked like she get it in when she get her man. So I don't know.
Hey.
You know, so...
She gave me some clues that
it was false. Yeah. It's false, you know, advertising, man. False advertising.
Well, the Bible says that my body is not my own. It's my husband's, and my husband's
and
my own.
And the bed is defiled.
So, that's what you should be saying the first date. Like, you know what? When we get married, my body is yours.
Exactly.
That maybe
I think I'm going to wait for that.
If you talk like that all the time, like, yo, that night, girl. Baby,
you know you're gonna get it.
Whatever you need, I do it.
Listen,
now we could talk.
See, I believe that a woman should be able to please her man, and vice versa.
She's talking nasty after this, like, you know. So, would you wait for me,
Buddha? So Buddha, what you think this guy should do in this regard? Because she's not giving up, she's not submitting herself.
Well. I'm not going to advocate cheating because black men don't cheat.
Exactly.
We just entertain.
So what I will say.
You a liar.
We don't cheat.
So what I will say is just get that divorce. Just go ahead and get a divorce.
No.
Leave it alone.
I think.
But according to the Bible, it says unless there's some type of adultery, some type of fornication. But then again, I think she also... breaking the vows too.
By not
submitting the booty.
Hey, listen.
It says right there in First Chronicles chapter 3.
It's dissension in the ranks, man. She's fighting against him.
Yeah.
In all phases.
Yeah.
As him being a man, she's demasculating him.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know what the backstory. He may not show her tenderness.
Maybe
he's not. Providing.
I buy her the Benz. I buy her this. I buy her that. Maybe this is a one-sided letter.
See how women are.
This is a one-sided letter.
Then you should answer one side.
So
all we got is that information.
So what
do we know about this man? Did he gain weight?
Oh,
I don't know. I'm gonna go based on
somebody being assumed.
This is like blaming a woman for the rape. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, is what we're doing.
Yeah, we're gonna do that topic later. We're gonna do that topic later.
I'm not man shaming. I asked the question.
Go ahead, baby.
The true issue that I have here is him saying, my question is, does this give me the right to cheat on her? That's where it gets a little sketchy for me.
I think
it does not give you the right to cheat.
I mean, come on. Technically,
it would be her fault.
No.
Okay, well, now.
I hear some selfishness.
So what is it really the issue?
He feels that he's tried everything he possibly can.
And she ain't giving him nothing.
And she's not doing
then
nothing.
Then you need to go and file the divorce papers.
Boy, my baby, believe what I say.
Because if you are really in a situation where... Or y'all need to communicate that we need to have a legal separation of some sort. There has to be a draw the line conversation.
Yeah, I think he needs to do something dramatic to show her, like,
move out.
Okay, but not cheat.
Go ahead, Sam.
That's dramatic.
I don't think he needs to cheat, to be honest.
Don't cheat. You've been advocating for that the whole time.
Now you changed your mind. I thought you said people don't change.
I'm just comic relief right now. That's what I'm saying.
So here's Brother Man from Rockville, Maryland. I'm going to give you my 4 points. I usually don't write my points down.
Okay.
But you trying to advocate to get us to say, yeah, go ahead and cheat and make her jealous. Now, listen, something had to happen. Mm-hmm. It's only one side of the letter.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. Mm-hmm. Sex is probably not good.
Oh, come
mm-hmm.
on.
Hold on, wait a minute. Sex is probably not good.
Disagree.
She's probably tired of pretending.
Wow, man.
So instead of telling you to hurt your feelings.
Are you a dude? Like,
for she real? Just gave up giving you hints. Women, women give women tend to give men hints. Without hurting their feelings.
With a little tenderness. Okay.
They got three that, kids. But that's three well, kids.
That was.
Did you need, three is kids.
But they, the sex don't have to be good for you to
man
to,
or
to bust.
DJ chat. Like, why are you bashing the man?
But see, here it is. You don't have to have good sex to bust a seed in them. You don't.
Right, but now. If the sex isn't that great, why are you still having two more kids?
Because
by the man?
Maybe she wants you want a family.
He said when they were dating, they were having
they was
like
having
two,
it regular. But they are regular. So obviously yeah. Something you changed. Leave. Something changed
swipe
from.
Left, nah.
But see, but hold on. Something okay. Changed from the dating scene mm-hmm. to the marriage scene.
It can't be the
not
woman.
Not even the marriage scene.
Woman.
He said 5 months.
She got
months.
The man,
they
good man. She's comfortable.
Long?
And she don't think she got to give him no more.
Yeah, before they got married.
She's comfortable. 5 months, though.
She don't think she got to give him to him no more. She got him. She locked him down. She got his kids. That was she's a stay-home wife. Like, at the end of the day, man, right. At least she gave him one time.
Here we go. The woman shaming. Woman shaming. Woman shaming.
We're not.
But see, I honestly think that she married him, or in this case, sir, I think she married you for financial gain.
Yeah.
What if he was broke?
He
what
broke.
If he got married?
He bought her a Benz.
Oh, he bought her a Benz.
That's
stay home
now.
Mom.
People
no,
progress.
No, you don't progress
so,
like
oh
me.
My gosh. What if she was working when I got married?
Baby,
what
you
if
ain't
she
gotta,
was working the first two
yo,
kids?
We
this
just
is
got,
5 months.
We just got the evidence in the letter, okay?
You have
stop
no evidence.
No, she the one said it. She the one said it in the letter. That she's a stay home mom.
He said it in the letter.
Oh, yeah, no, he said it.
See, that
currently, we don't know their situation 5 months ago. We don't know their situation a year ago. We don't know their situation 2 years ago.
She was giving him the booty, and now she not. That's the information
five
we got.
Months
let's go
ago,
on.
Y'all are sitting here and making it seem like this has been like a 3-year thing. Something has changed in the past 5 months.
And that's what that's
after
she ain't
three
she
kids.
A gold digger. She a gold digger.
If she was a gold, if she was a gold
with the babies,
she only needed one kid to lock him in. If she was a gold digger, she could have did that 2 kids ago.
She wants to secure it.
2 kids ago.
I mean, you got it. I mean, you're gonna have a plan.
The last child is 4 years old. He said 5 months ago they had stopped. So listen. So apparently.
Had kids before
something
they got married.
Happened.
Something changed after that. Find a kid. Boom. My plan is to have 2 kids. I got my my second child. All right. So now.
So the thing is that this man wants us to say to, it's okay to go cheat on your wife. It's not.
We all agree on that.
So
I mean, it's
right
not.
Now,
agree on
well,
that.
I think that he needs to right now in the last past 5 months something happened in that relationship.
Divorce.
He has
or it could just be
no.
That she's not attracted to him no more.
Oh, that might be a possibility.
It
so
may
that's
not be
technically
so
what needs to be done is he needs to figure out.
Bro, send us a picture so we can judge whether you're ugly or not.
That's
then we'll let you know whether
you're
face
you know,
or not.
There's a key
in
here. Nobody else wants.
Look right here where he says.
Are you saying he ain't ugly?
But the thing is, there's a key point here. And he says it's getting hot. She says that's her complaint. It's getting hot.
She's going through menopause.
So it's
not at 32.
Not at 32. Hey, her, you know, she should be wilding.
Maybe he didn't pay the light bill.
Maybe the AC broke. You know?
Or maybe she's the one cheating.
I understand why she would be.
No, maybe she's the one cheating.
That is a possibility.
Ages 4 and 6. That would keep you know, if he can financially support them for her to stay at home. Obviously, he can. Based on him buying a Benz.
Well, if he got money, he can put them in daycare.
That's not true.
All jokes aside, like if he's complaining about 5 months, she has 2 kids, she's a stay home mom. She probably has a lot on her plate. Like we're talking about just 5 months that has been like
that.
So at the end of the day, like no, it happens in the beginning of marriages.
Five months is ridiculous.
No, it's not.
No,
5 months. That's ridiculous to go without sex. That's absolutely bonkers.
Wait, that whole
absolutely it is.
I'm not saying.
Imagine over a year.
That's ridiculous too.
It's ridiculous, but I'm just saying.
Y'all ridiculous. You guys are married. That's the point of getting married is so that y'all can sit here and just do each other for the rest of y'all lives. That's ridiculous.
Culturally, some people that get married view marriage differently.
Why?
Like the person you, like, especially like Caribbean family, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like the woman you are before when you get married, if you grew up in a household in Caribbean where you see a marriage, then when you get married, you expect that's what marriage is. It's not about the freakiness, the sex, and all that.
But
yeah, you satisfy your husband, but not like
kids.
You used to.
But that doesn't give you a right to go 5 months. 5 months. That's like almost half a year. That's absolutely ridiculous.
But sometimes there's circumstances. We don't know.
That's ridiculous. I have a kid and I still figure out. Never mind. Anyway.
Yo, just because you're a freak, don't be playing on other people,
right?
Never
said
that. You know what I'm saying?
But 5 months is ridiculous. Right, you guys are married. You guys live in the same home. Obviously, you are a stay-at-home mom. 4 and 6, they go to bed at a certain time. Like, I mean, that's ridiculous. There's something internally with this woman, whether she's
cheating, whether she maybe is within herself, she doesn't feel up to par anymore. Maybe she's gained weight. Maybe there's stuff like that we go through negative. Internally.
I don't think she's gained weight. He's trying to hit.
Negative.
Oh, really?
He's trying to hit.
Maybe she doesn't feel beautiful herself.
Yeah, listen to me.
Okay.
Here's
not necessarily. For a woman, I could still be attractive to my significant other, but for myself, I might not feel pretty. A lot of women go through that.
Can I just tell Rockville one little thing?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Be patient with her, please. Be patient with your relationship. Be patient with each other. Don't go out and to go cheating on because you don't have sex or something.
I agree.
You know, just try to understand one another. Take some time out. Go get her on a date. Go back to where you began in your relationship and try to nurture that and try to understand each other. Where do we go wrong, baby? Why do you feel how? Why do you?
Yeah, I've been together like 5 years.
So yeah, take her back to the job where y'all used to.
Better yet, y'all just go ahead. And go ahead and say, hey, babe, I got this appointment, such and such. You going to come with me? And then y'all go ahead and get tested and see how she act.
Hey,
because she got some. She feel good enough.
That's totally left.
No, it ain't.
You should be cleared up in 5 months.
It's something.
Drink a little shot. You should be good.
She probably got something.
That's, but here's the real.
Or she got that long term. Like,
or she probably doing it on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Well, you know what? If she hasn't given to him any in 5 months, let's think about this. She has two children. She's a stay-at-home mom. He's working all day providing for her, making a good living. He's providing
living.
A Benz and whatever. He's working a lot of hours. Maybe she's alone. She's at home.
Negative.
She could be going through a depression. You don't
I ain't
know.
I even a hand job.
All I'm going to say is this.
And that's why you have to start understanding each other. But she won't go through counseling.
My point, they sit here and they cuddle and everything else. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like pouring water on concrete. It ain't going nowhere. It's just going to roll down.
I think you should be patient with her. Get yourself a little side piece. How much more patient than five months?
Go stay at your homeboy house or go check in a hotel for about a week or two.
See how she is, bro.
There's a left hand and there's a right hand.
Hannah and Pamela. Get used to it. Be patient with her. Don't do it.
That's ridiculous.
Hannah and Pamela. Yeah, you shouldn't have to use Hannah and Pamela. When you're married,
if you have a girlfriend, like, all right, you don't want to have sex with me.
Can we have a poly relationship until you're ready?
If you're not happy, file the divorce, man. If you feel like it's not,
it's only five months.
That's like
give it a year and see what happens.
That's half a year.
Can't go 5 days.
So AD, what you got to say for this? Because I know we're running short on time. Because this is how we roll. AD, go ahead and give your thoughts, my brother.
You know what I'm saying, to the writer, you know, you should not, your cheat does not give you a pass to cheat on your wife. And no, it won't be her fault, even if you do. You got to take account of your own responsibilities. You can't let outside factors determine what it is that you do on within. So if you wanted to cheat, it's going to be on you. You have to assume all that responsibility. Next, I think one of the biggest things you're going to have to do is get back to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
In your marriage, you know, you got to consider the fact that she is a stay-at-home mom. Yes, you out and about doing what you do at work. Mm-hmm. Woo, woo, woo. You know, you don't know what's going on mentally inside of her. You know, so let me ask you this question. When was the last time you actually tried to talk to her? In the letter he wrote about daughter being, she's a stay-at-home mom, yada, yada, yada. And he specifically wrote, you know, she gets what she wants. The question is she receiving what she needs?
Exactly.
It's a difference.
Preach.
So I'm saying, and a lot of us oftentimes we go out and try to find things that we want, then we realize X, Y, Z years later, or at some point in time, we tend to realize, you know what, this isn't what we truly need. So I think from the materialistic standpoints of things, you can kind of back off of that and try to really do some more intangible things, like trying to caress her, trying to romance her.
There you go.
And really try to dig a little deep, do some soul searching with your woman. You married this woman for a reason.
Is he married?
You know, right now, your marriage is probably at a little standstill for 5 months.
Marriage.
You stated earlier that the letter before last week was a year.
Mm-hmm.
You got 5 months. However, I'm not comparing. Your patience level might be different from the last week. But at the end of the day, you got to be able to look yourself in the mirror and know that you did everything that you possibly could do. At the bottom of your letter that you do not want to have a broken home, you want your family. Well, my brother, here's a challenge. If you want your family, you have to fight for it. Because if not, it's going to end up being, like you stated, on the opposite of that sentence, you will have a broken home. So I'm saying, you can't have your cake and eat it too at the end of the day. It's just going to happen. So it's either you're going to fight for your family to do whatever it is that you have to do, because if this was a problem on your job, you're going to do whatever it takes to figure it out, to solve the problem, to get it done.
Get a new job.
Personally, you got to do the same thing in your home to make it happen, make it right. Real lying don't give up. Real lying don't stop until they actually get what it is that they know they need to go get. That's what honor really does.
Wow.
Not from a man that's not whipped in his marriage. Yo, do what you got. I'm just joking. Nah, good advice. That was good, good advice.
That, I mean, that in itself, man, it's I mean, it's evident. I mean, don't give up, man. We
yes.
You're getting sound advice. I mean, yes, we're clowning, we're joking about it, but at the end of the day, you really have to dig deep to right. find out what really is going on within your marriage, because yeah, 5 months, yeah, I agree with Sam. That's too long not to be
way
giving up, not
long.
Giving
way
up the booty
long.
if you're married.
And he's doing everything.
You know, and he's doing everything essentially from what you're saying you're doing. But like AD said, go ahead and just.
But that's false though. I'm gonna go ahead and interrupt. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's false. He's not doing everything. Let's be real. He is not changing the diapers. He is not cooking the food. He is not.
But he's doing everything.
Yes, but they're 4 and 6.
Hold on.
No diapers.
10 years this year.
But
you know
oh, AD,
and
like,
I'm a
right.
Busting. My wife is a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
For the last 3 years.
Okay,
so
then you should understand.
Sit up and say that, you know,
you should understand,
you know,
if you're working hard every day. If you're working hard every day,
school. I ain't helping
AD.
My homework and stuff like
AD.
That. So it's not like
AD.
Doing everything. She's
okay.
probably doing some things that, yes, she may not get the full credit
that's
on social
negative.
Media. And
that's a negative, AD.
Dude, is your wife standing there right next to you and you saying this crap?
I disagree.
Is his wife standing right there next to him? Because at the end of the day, like, come on, man. What more is he supposed to do?
He's doing his part.
Right.
And she's not doing her part.
So and she's not doing her part. So it's not push the blame on the guy if he's doing his part. It's not push the guy. It's not push the blame on the guy if he's doing his part. If he's paying the bills, she don't have to want for nothing. Then she need to do her part. Yeah, you have kids, but you also have a husband. Do her part.
And then he also did say. And then he also said, "Hey, baby, maybe we need counseling." To me, that shows me that he's a man that's saying, "Okay, you know what? I want to go to counseling, see what the problem is with
him, brother."
So at the end of the day, he's trying. That's what I'm saying. He said, "Let's do counseling." He didn't sit there and say, "Oh, forget it." You know what? He said, "You know, baby, let's go to counseling." You know, he obviously expressed how he felt.
Right.
And she's like, "Well, whatever." And he's like, "Baby, let's go to counseling. Let's sit down. Let's talk."
There's obviously a disconnect.
And for a man to suggest that is a man that's open, is a man that would say, "If I'm trying, I'll do something better if I need to."
They don't
always
want either,
but they don't always
questions to get through to her.
Right.
Exactly.
Like,
and that's the thing. See,
yeah,
it's all about
presentation.
So I'm saying, how many of us have actually got offered something to do that at the time we were in our phone, in our emotions,
you
and didn't take
dude.
It?
Is your wife really standing right next to you right now? You trying to get brownie points for tonight?
He knows his wife. He should know for the 5 years, that 3 years that they've been together, that one question he asked, that was just a surface. He's going to have to dig a little bit more deep.
Are you
He's going to have to get that axe and hit a little bit more harder to try to crack that thing.
Dude, how long have you been married for?
He said no the first time. That's
a
little
bit
of
a tomato.
It looks like they've been together 6 years. But they've been married for 3.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, from the kids, you know, oldest kid is 6.
She was a little bit younger.
Oh, I'm saying.
She probably was
younger.
When she was a real little tender.
Regardless of his faults, he still said, "Baby, let's go to counseling."
That part.
He said, "Baby, let's go to counseling." And she's not with it. So at the end of the day, the problem's on her, not on him. Because even he sounded like the dude that even if it was a problem with him, he wants to go to counseling to find out what's going on. He's willing to say, because I'm sure if they go to counseling, the counselor's like, "Hey, well, you're not doing this." He's going
to
say, "All right, I'll do it." But at the end of the day, he's saying, "Let's do it." She said she blew it off. See, somebody that blows it off, there's a problem.
I'm going to tell you.
Because if your husband comes, you say, like, counseling, it's like, "Baby, there's a problem."
She got some friends.
Possibly.
That's
in
her ear.
In her ear.
And she's staying home,
huh?
Milk him, girl.
They're taking for everything. You don't got to give it to her like that. Yeah.
Now, the six-year-old.
And no offense to her, because obviously we don't know her, but
right.
there is totally someone else in her ear, be it her girl, her bestie,
or family,
or a dude that's been
getting her back in her life.
A sister, a father, her mother.
6-year-old in school. On the fence.
So
the 4-year-old could be in preschool. I'm just saying, there's something.
So
there's a disconnect.
She at home. You don't watching something,
just one thing.
Or the milkman probably coming
there's
by.
There's something she's not happy about, because if she was happy, like if your man comes home with a new Benz and you're not, oh yeah, like I'm giving this up tonight, like there's obviously a complete disconnect.
I bought my wife a Louis in there. I'm still getting praises for that.
Black that down.
It's a red bottom.
At least you can do it. You know, so. You buy me, buy old lady a Benz. Hey, you know what? Let's go ahead and test drive it. Literally, let's go out right now.
I got my wife a Jaguar.
The baby's asleep.
Give it some time. Give it some time. She was 26 when she ended up getting with old boy.
Okay, I mean, give her some time.
He's back.
Give her some time. There's also an age gap.
I still think it's two things. One of them. I mean, I'm speculating.
And maybe she's tired. Midlife crisis.
She's either cheater or she's just too comfortable.
She
hit her goal, man.
Oh, she hit her goal.
She just hit her goal. Her goal was just to get married. That's it.
Hit a goal, yep. Have two kids.
Then she would have stopped 3 years ago. They got married 3 years ago.
It could be a culture thing because I know if you go to a Caribbean wife and say, yo, we need to go counseling, go check you stupid. It's like going to black culture talking about like you got mental health issues. You know what I'm saying? Something in households that are just taboo. And she could feel like it's insulting for him to say, oh, let's go to counseling.
Yeah,
we don't know how she was raised. So I'm saying her background could be going to counseling is foreign or crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so the fact that he said that, yeah, would be like, whoa, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? So you got to keep in mind of, so to speak, both perspectives in a way. But I do give him credit for putting it all out there. Yo, baby, look, we need help. Right. You know, and the fact that she kind of rejected it, all right, cool. It does kind of show that maybe she doesn't want the help. But then again, he's going to have to try to figure out another way to solve the problem, like in anything else. His first option didn't work. Obviously, yeah. Right now, he either can keep trying, talking about counseling, but until she either buzzes to say counseling, what I don't want him to do, what I don't encourage for him to do, is to think, because she keeps saying no to counseling, that's his gateway to say, okay, well, I'm going to say yes, to go ahead and cheat because she don't want to help out. No, you got to still figure that. It's a marriage. What you think it is? This ain't no because we have
problems. She young, though. She got this man when she was young. So that,
but again, AD, nobody these days really value marriage the way people value marriage.
Right. That's true.
So,
but we don't know. This 46, he might value it that way.
Well,
just
saying. Yeah, you see.
So we got, man, listen here. This letter here is something else. And and so, I mean, we got, man,
Sir, I don't agree with AD.
She's not happy.
Black man don't cheat.
Sir,
don't
do it. He's white because she's thinking about cheating. So he must be white because black men don't cheat.
Take your time.
You don't cheat.
Talk to each other.
So he got to be. He's a white guy.
Sir, don't do it.
Three of the biggest liars I have ever met.
Sir, don't do it.
You've never cheated?
No. Sir, don't do it.
You never cheated?
No.
You a liar.
Why got
to? You already admitted to it.
So if anything, go ahead. And
that's what I'm saying. I don't got to cheat.
Just get a. I mean, in the meantime, give her some time.
I don't got to cheat at all.
More time than a 5 months.
Give her time to re. You gotta reanalyze it.
No.
You know, I mean, I'm with AD. You gotta reanalyze. You gotta figure it out. 5 months is a long time. I know. You probably got. Hey, listen,
That's too long. She's unhappy. All you got to figure out is why she's unhappy.
The only reason why I would say give it a little bit more time is to be clear and concise. Now, look, babe, we done went 5 months.
She's getting wet.
And, you know, I'm either going to leave or we're going to go get this counseling because I want to have our marriage, you know.
He got married later in life,
too. I know this is a rocky patch or whatever, but, you know, that's the only reason why I would say give it a little bit more time so that you can kind of be, but this time, be clear and concise.
They're newlyweds at an older age, and, you know, he's got married at, 43 years old, because 3 years in marriage.
But they done been together for, they got a 6-year-old, so that's 40, beyond.
He's 40. So they've been sleeping together for
but also,
at least
understand,
6 years.
This too, yeah. Understand this too. People that have been married understand that, like, getting a divorce and separate is not an easy thing.
It's not easy.
I'm not condoning cheating and saying cheating is the thing to do. I'm not at all. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to look at other factors of your marriage, your kids, your household, how it is. Yeah. And sometimes, and I'm not saying this right, I'm repeat that, but it is not easy. it's easier just, you know what, I'm just going to go do my thing rather than say, oh, you know what, let's separate. Because it sometimes that separation makes things worse on your kids, on your financial situation, on everything. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I'm not condoning cheating. I'm not saying he should go cheat. But right. At the end of the day, if you married and you got everything tied forget together, you build a life together, you got kids and all that stuff, like, it's devastating to everybody. I'm tired of
these wet dreams.
And at the end of the day, you know, some men feel like, you know what, I have to do what I have to do to save my marriage. Mm-hmm. And some men look at that as I'm saving my marriage, but you know what? Because if I'm always complaining, I'm being mad,
that's
my kids
not
see
saving
it. Wait, hold on,
marriage.
No, but what I'm saying is, you know, the kids see me and mommy arguing all the time.
So that's what you
know,
teach your kids.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't
Monique's
say that.
In a relationship.
No, I didn't
Would
say
you
that.
Date Monique?
But what I'm saying, saying is sometimes people. Sometimes people do the wrong things for right reasons.
That still doesn't make it right.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said.
Right.
Sometimes
right.
people
so
do
why are you
wrong
even saying
things.
This?
But because that's you just said what I said. Somebody do
I did
wrong
not
things
just say what you
for
said.
Right thing right. for right reasons.
I'm a married
that
people
doesn't
do
make
not
it
have
right.
to.
So, you know, there's
exactly.
A,
that's what I'm saying.
So
some people
even,
do wrong
why,
things for the right reasons.
Right.
And then there's a time
but
and a frame that comes into marriage that you have to really analyze. What, not just this couple here. But in general, right. more couples, like you're 15, 10 years married, 30 years married. These people have to, you know, just nurture that relationship. If not, you know, there's a moment that we have to get a divorce or not right. a divorce, you know. And you
wow.
have to really consider those situations. And everything he said, just, you know, you have to consider
wow.
everything.
Wow. This topic itself is great. It's awesome. I mean, that, you know, that in a nutshell about rules of engagement is what it's all about. We have to set rules. We got to set expectations. And as an adults, we have to communicate.
Communicate.
So yeah, we back at it at Tuesday. I want to thank our special guests for coming out.
Thank you.
Film writer, producer, Nelda Ladix.
Thank you for coming
next week,
here.
We are good to go. And like always.